Well, today we're joined on the phone by Gene Larson, who's the AmVet commander and also the mayor in the community of Walnut. We want to talk a little bit about the AmVet's antique show that's held every year, one of the largest around the region. And unfortunately, this year, it's another one of those casualties due to COVID-19. Gene, how are you today?
I'm pretty good today.
Well, it's a tough decision to have to make that call to just not hold it this year, isn't it?
Yeah, we waited till we just didn't think we could wait any longer because people plan ahead and there's a lot of preparation for the show. And so you've got to decide early enough to have it or not have it. And with the guidance coming out of the state capitol and the county emergency management folks, it was still up in the air whether we was going to be able to have large gatherings. And then also the folks in Walnut, you know, we don't have any cases in Walnut that I know of, and but we're going to get some at some point. And the folks in Walnut just decided that we should actually just hurry that up by inviting 5,000 to 10,000 people from 20 different states to come into Walnut.
There are so many things to consider. I'm guessing that discussion had to be a difficult one.
It was somewhat. We had lots of discussion between the AmVets themselves, and then, of course, since the show is mainly on public property, which is the streets and the community center, they had a say in whether we have it or not, and of course, they were influenced by the opinions of the local folks.
Sure.
Also, all of our food stands are basically staffed by older folks, and of course, they had concerns about being exposed, and so with all the question marks, we decided that, and along with every other large gathering for the foreseeable next few months, of course, being canceled, that we would just go along and not take the risk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wearing both of your hats as the AmVets commander and also as the mayor of the community, you see what it means to both the community and, of course, the AmVets in general. I mean, it's a big draw for the community of Walnut, one of the biggest in the community during the year.
Oh yeah, I would say it's the biggest event of the year for Walnut, and economically, it's a bad deal economically to not have this show. But if you know, one of the things that I thought of was, if we have the show and the virus shows up afterwards, the show could get blamed and maybe actually kill the show in the future. So the AmVets determined that we would not recommend having the show to the council, because if the show gets blamed for bringing the virus to Walnut and then we lose the show, it's actually better to miss 1 year and then go back to hopefully normal operation next year.
Yeah. Well, of course, the show typically happens over Father's Day weekend each year in June. Was there any consideration at all given to maybe looking at just pushing it back a little bit later in the year this year?
Yeah, that was discussed. It was thought about. And it would be very difficult to do that. You run into other events that are scheduled. Some of your dealers have other things on their schedule. It would really be difficult to do. And it also might confuse the issue, because the Walnut Antique Show is actually very, very well known nationwide. And if you do things to confuse the issue of when it is and what it is, it makes a difference on your attendance in the future. So it's better to just cancel it and have it next year. Now, that doesn't mean we won't try to upscale some of our other events in Walnut later on in the year, because we will. And hopefully people will attend those at a little higher rate because of the pent-up demand for shopping and so forth.
Well, you know, when you consider something like this, it's more than just Walnut. There's a regional reach to the economic impact here. Several years ago, I got married on the same weekend as the Walnut Antique Show, and I'm here to tell you it's tough to find hotel rooms around the region when that happens.
Oh, yeah. And, it fills up all the motel rooms within 50 miles. That's what we estimate.
Yeah, so there's quite the economic impact around the area. With regard to doing something like this again now next year, do you just begin the planning then right now for next year?
Well, we have to deal with all of our dealers that have already paid for their space, and we're offering them a partial refund or a paid-up space for the next year. And we're dealing with each one of those, and they have some decisions to make on their options. But no, everything just kind of runs on autopilot for the most part, except we just tweak it here and there every year. You know, there's a few changes here and there. You know, maybe a food stand is different, or we have a few different dealers, that sort of thing.
You bet. Well, there are some charitable causes that benefit from this, right?
Well, the AmVets, they make some money on it, but we have always had a policy, because the AmVets are limited on how much money they can accumulate. Mm-hmm. So basically, if we have money left over, and we usually do have a small amount of money left over, we try to donate that out to worthy causes in the community.
Yeah, so unfortunately, some of those causes, well, they don't get much what they might otherwise get during the course of the year. So you'll try in other ways, as you mentioned, to try to raise some money later in the year to try to help out some of those?
Well, the AmVets won't, because this is the only thing we've got going. But the other organizations in town, they'll have to do what they can.
Yeah.
Most of our food stands are the local organizations in Walnut. And of course, they're gonna see a reduction in their income. So that's an issue.
Yeah, it is. Certainly, it is. Gene, how many vendors do you usually see during this show every year?
Somewhere between 300 and 350.
Oh, wow.
Usually right around 325. And actually, as antique shows go, that's actually one of the smaller shows in the country. But that doesn't mean it isn't one of the best. And I have dealers tell me all the time that the Walnut show is the best show they go to every year. And it's one of the last shows they'll ever quit doing it. Because, you know, all of our, or most of our dealers are older, and eventually they're going to quit. But they're always telling me that the Walnut is going to be the last one they quit, because it's always the best, the one they like the most. So we've got a really good thing going here in the middle of Iowa.
Yeah, well, a lot of good folks that they come to see and have come to know as friends each year, but also a lot of good shade trees around the area, too.
Well, there's a few left.
Well, it's disappointing that we can't have some of those things go on as we've come to expect in the area, but, you know, it's not the first thing to go by the wayside here in the early part of this year. We wish it was a possibility, but everyone's health obviously is a priority.
Right. We err on the side of caution.
Very good. Well, Gene, thank you so much for all that you and the AmVets do. And, hey, we look forward to seeing a bigger, better show come up in 2021.
Yes, sir. We will try to do that, Jim. Thanks a lot.